Happy Easter. And this is the Gospel for Easter Sunday from John 20, verses 1 to 9. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They've taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, there's a lot of darkness in the atmosphere of today's Gospel. At least that's how the story begins. There's the darkness that opens the story. We're told, while it was still dark. The darkness of the empty tomb. The darkness of not knowing. The darkness of loss. The darkness of shock because of what the disciples had seen of Jesus' capture, torture, and death. Darkness travels through the story until the other disciple went into the tomb, and we're told he saw and believed. Both Peter and the other disciples saw the same things, the empty tomb, the burial cloths neatly folded. But the other disciples saw with a light that was not physically present in the tomb. He saw with the same light that Jesus gave the blind man in chapter 9 of John's Gospel, who after he got his physical sight at the Pool of Siloam and had to explain what happened to him to the religious authorities, began to see who Jesus was at a much deeper level. Later in the story, when Jesus came back to find him after his trials, he asked the man if he believed in the Son of Man. And he said, "Tell me who he is, sir, that I might believe in him." Jesus' response was, "You're looking at him now. He is speaking with you now." The man then professed his new faith in Jesus. "I do believe, sir." He now had a sight that would enable him to see in a new way. He had the eyes of faith, which is what the beloved disciples saw at that empty tomb. He had that sight. He saw and believed. If Jesus' body had not been in the tomb when Mary got there, then the Christian faith we have would have been merely the memory of a wise, miraculous, compassionate founder, now dead. We would have his example to live by and teach our children. What would Jesus do would be our guiding principle for daily behavior. We would reflect on his life's teaching and try to deduce what he might do today, 20 centuries after his powerful witness in the ancient Middle East. We would have had one more among many great religious teachers in our human history. And we would have his tomb, a place for pilgrimage to the burial place of this holy man. But the body wasn't there, it was gone. The empty tomb. Some have posited possible reasons for why Mary found an empty tomb. Mary voices one explanation. "They've taken the Lord from the tomb," she says. Who would they be? Well, maybe the military powers stole the body to keep Jesus' followers from making a shrine to the one that the Romans saw as a peasant revolutionary. They would have wanted to keep the crowds who heard Jesus preach and saw him work wonders from making their way to the tomb to venerate his memory and then maybe unite to attempt to overthrow their oppressors. Well, perhaps they were the religious leaders who felt so challenged by Jesus and did all they could to silence him. They would have been suspected of stealing the body, lest his followers use Jesus' tomb as a way of promoting his teachings and rejecting those of their religious leaders. Some have tried to explain the absence of the body and then the appearances of the risen Lord to his disciples in this way. Perhaps Jesus' followers took the body, and they were so overcome by their loss and grief that they created a figment of their imagination and the risen Christ. Maybe they could even say they thought they saw him risen, and maybe in their hysteria they ran out to spread the word. So we believers who gather in church today are the results of their grief-filled, fictitious hysteria. That's a scary thought, isn't it? On this Easter Sunday? How are we worshipers going to prove the resurrection? Well, we can't. At this stage of the gospel story, we can identify with those who looked into the empty tomb. We certainly know many who, like Peter at this stage of the story, looked into the empty tomb and people who draw no conclusion of what they see in their lives or in the lives of believers. Darkness permeates their lives as it does in today's gospel. But there is a beam of light at the end of the story. It comes when the other disciple whom Jesus loved peered into the tomb, and though he saw what the others did, he believed. Seeing in St. John's Gospel is a symbol for seeing with the eyes of faith. The beloved disciple saw and believed. And that's what we're invited to do, see in the way that the beloved disciple did, and believe in the risen Christ. We certainly can't prove he's alive by reasoning or referring to historic proofs. The tomb is empty, and many people have their own explanations for what happened. But we have what we have. We believe Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, was raised to a new and a transformed life, and that we now, the beloved disciples, even without seeing, believe in his new life. And more, we believe that the risen Christ has won a victory over death for us. He's given us not only a memory and guidelines for living, but his new life has poured his spirit into us. We believe what Paul tells us in Colossians today. We are raised with Christ, so that now we're enabled to live the life Christ lived, not merely because of his example, but because he's given us a new life. Belief in the risen Christ is belief in the one whom Peter describes in Acts, the one who gives believers forgiveness of sins through his name. Faith gives us a vision our mortal eyes cannot. While others merely see an empty tomb or have their suspicions, we believe Christ continues to be with us, empowering us with his new life against death in all its subtle and obvious manifestations. It's the risen Christ who continues to reveal God's ongoing love and forgiveness to us in such a way that we're empowered to show that love and forgiveness to others. There's been much discussion in the church about how one comes to faith in the risen Lord. Are appearances required? Well, apparently not, since the beloved disciple comes to believe at the empty tomb. Nor have we had the personal encounters with Christ, like the ones Mary Magdalene and the other disciples will have subsequent to today's passage. Our faith in the risen Christ comes by our birth in water and the Spirit. We're like the disciple who peered into the empty tomb and believed. We too see because, like the blind man in the earlier story, we've been washed in the pool of Siloam, our baptismal waters. And now with our sight, what can we see? Do we see whether our physical eyes cannot? Do we see the risen Christ in the poor and the suffering around us? Hasn't the risen Christ opened our eyes to recognize that winning and power are not the automatic solutions to every problem or confrontation? Don't we see now that being able to have all we want does not mean we should have all we want, that others in the world suffer because of our personal and our national excesses? The earth itself suffers because of our excess? Can we see that our own dying to self is a sign of a greater life at work in us, a life that is leading us to a fuller and eternal life? We join the disciples today as they peer into the empty tomb. We, with the beloved disciples, see more. We see a new life set loose in the world. We see possibilities for change in ourselves and in the world that are now available to us through the one we believe is risen from the dead.